It's March 8, 2009. Welcome to Sunday at CMU. My name is John Longhurst, and I'm your host for Sunday at Canadian Mennonite University. Welcome to our program. We are a university of the church for the world. Pray with me, please. Dear God, we give you thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all people. We praise you for creating and sustaining us and for all the blessings of this life. Most of all, we thank you for your amazing love and for sending your Son to redeem the world. In Jesus' name, amen. That was "O God, Our Help in Ages Past," sung by the CMU Alumni Choir. Our theme today is The Importance of Servant Leaders. The scripture is from Ezekiel chapter 34. Our speaker is Dr. Pierre Gilbert, Associate Professor of Biblical Studies and Theology at CMU.
Ezekiel prophesied in a time of crisis. The Assyrian Empire was wiped off the map. The Babylonians, like a swarm of sharks, had come up to feed, and so they did. Judah fell. Jerusalem was burned to the ground. The Israelite elite were taken into Babylon. Now, why did this happen? Had Yahweh fallen before Marduk, the chief Babylonian god, or had he simply turned on his own people? As Ezekiel explains in chapter 11, verses 14 to 21, this had nothing to do with God being defeated by anyone. This was God's doing. Babylon was simply God's Rottweiler, which he summoned to put an end to gross injustice in Israel. In fact, there was nothing arbitrary about God's actions. Redemptive love was at the root of it all. Even in exile, God looked after his people to ensure its survival. The Babylonian onslaught was part of an elaborate plan to rescue Judah from the jaws of idolatry and self-destruction. Israel was like a dying patient, God a physician. Israel's exile was only a temporary measure, a small part of God's long-term treatment to cure Israel from its sin. The whole treatment included return to the land. But listen to me carefully. It was not intended to be a return to the status quo. Israel was unable to remain faithful to God. No superficial treatment would do. What Israel needed was a radical heart transplant, and the great surgeon would do just that. Verses 17 to 20. I, the sovereign Lord, will gather you back from the nations where you have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel once again. when the people return to their homeland, they will remove every trace of their vile images and detestable idols. And I will give them singleness of heart and put a new spirit within them. I will take away their stony, stubborn heart and give them a tender, responsive heart. So they will obey my decrees and regulations. Then they will truly be my people, and I will be their God. Now the treatment may have seemed cruel and disproportionate, but it was Israel's only hope. Without God's intervention, Israel would cease to exist as God's distinct people, and this could not be allowed to happen, for Israel played a critical role in the development of the cure that now plagues humanity. And this is a mystery. God has chosen to work through a nation, Israel, to create the conditions necessary for our salvation. If Israel as God's people disappears, it tolls the end of history, the failing of all hope. But God has been faithful to his promises. The treatment was successful. 500 years later, a Savior was born. The cure is now available to all. An ocean of men and women from all nations and walks of life will one day sing the glories of He who died on a cross and rose again. God bless you all.
That was One Day in All Time, sung by the CMU Alumni Choir. My guest this morning is Carl Koop, Associate Professor of History and Theology at CMU. Carl also directs graduate programs at the university, including CMU's new Master of Arts in Christian Ministry. Welcome, Carl.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
So, Carl, why did CMU create the new MA in Christian Ministry?
Well, some of our current students are looking for a program that more deliberately or consciously prepares them for ministry. The churches are in need of pastoral leadership. These needs will become more pressing in years to come. We have young people and older people in Manitoba and across Canada looking for a place to train for ministry in the Anabaptist and evangelical traditions. So it has made sense for us to develop an educational program to address the needs of the students and to address also the needs of the churches.
Thinking about those students, who should consider taking courses through this MA program?
Well, I think anyone who is interested in thinking about going into ministry, those interested in testing their call, those with pastoral and ministry experience also, who would like an opportunity to strengthen their foundations of ministry and develop their competencies. I think these are people that would find this program interesting and also relevant to them.
And when you think about how the program fits into the whole nature and character of the church, how can you see this enhancing the ministry of the church?
Well, the program includes courses that you would expect, biblical studies, courses in church history, theology, and so on. And we want our pastors to be firmly grounded. They are, after all, our theologians of the church. But the new program will also give a special attention to ministry formation or character formation. People need time to develop a ministerial and leadership character, and this program will provide an opportunity for that. Students will be taking a practicum, which will help them and the church to discern whether this is really what they are being called to do. This means when a young person enters into ministry, they already have some experience, and those pastors already in ministry who are in the program will have an opportunity to grow as leaders.
Thanks, Carl, for sharing a little bit about the program with us this morning.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Here are some upcoming activities at CMU. This week, on March 12 to 14, CMU presents the musical West Side Story. The show begins each evening at 7:30 p.m. in the Laudamus Auditorium with a matinee on March 12 at 1 p.m. Tickets are available at the door. Join us March 15 for Vespers, a time of meditation, scripture, song, and prayer. That's at 7:30 p.m. in the Laudamus Auditorium. On March 16 and 17, come hear author and broadcaster Michael Corrin of Toronto, who will speak on the topic Proclaiming Christ in the Public Square, Challenges and Opportunities. He will speak on March 16 at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m., and on March 17 at 11:30 a.m. All sessions are free, and they're in the CMU chapel. Corrin will also address pastors at a special pastoral roundtable on March 17 at noon, and the topic is the role of the pastor and the church in addressing secularism in our culture. Call 487-3300 to reserve your place at the roundtable. On March 18, a southern Manitoba boy comes home when former CBC radio host Eric Friesen of Altona speaks about the role and future of classical music in Canada today. The topic for the evening presentation is called Classical Matters. The event takes place at 7:30 p.m. in the Laudamus Auditorium. Admission is free. On March 22, 7:30 p.m., come hear Choral Connections, a men's chorus festival featuring the CMU Men's Chorus, the Faith and Life Male Chorus, and singers from Westgate Mennonite Collegiate. Admission is free, and an offering will be taken. Lovers of vocal music can come hear up-and-coming singers on March 26 at the Verna Mae Jansen Vocal Competition Finals. The evening of music takes place at 7:30 p.m. in the Laudamus Auditorium. Admission is free. On April 4, people in southern Manitoba are invited to join us for our annual Southern Manitoba fundraising event. It will be held in the Rhineland Pioneer Center in Altona, 6:30 p.m. For more information regarding these and many other events, check your church bulletin or our website at www.cmu.ca. You can also call us toll-free at 1-877-231-4570 or locally in Winnipeg at 487-3300. That's our program for today. I invite you to pray for CMU. You can send your comments and donations to Sunday at CMU, 500 Shaftesbury Boulevard, Winnipeg, R3P 2N2, or email us at sunday@cmu.ca. Until next Sunday, my prayer for you is this. May God bless you and keep you. May the face of God shine on you and give you peace. Amen.